I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Mistress Carrie, weekdays 10 to 3 on WAAF. Podcasts are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Thank you guys for coming in. I just got back from vacation myself and landed at Logan after 1 in the morning, so I think I feel about as badly as you guys do right now, so we can all be exhausted together.
I don't know if that's true.
What do you mean? That I'm not as exhausted as you?
Yeah, I think if it's a competition, we win.
Okay, well, you guys have been a touring band. How long have you been on the road? You've only done, what, 6 shows with Shinedown because you're playing tonight at the Pavilion.
Yes, but we started this tour. We just got back from Europe before this tour started. And did a full tour there. We've been out since forever.
You don't need.
We've been to Europe twice in the last like 6 months, and we have another Europe trip planned in a couple, like 3 Europe trips in more time than it takes most people to see Europe in their lifetime. Like, it's just crazy.
Well, I was just asking you guys before we jumped on the air when you're playing in New Hampshire, because you're playing at that Pavilion on Wednesday, and you guys are like, I don't know, where are we today? Like, we don't know where we are
it
half the time.
It helps to not look at the schedule.
Does it really?
Yes. Yeah, if you only know what's happening that day, it's
it just makes things easier.
It's like, cool, we have a show today.
Yeah.
Now we know. We're going to play it, and then we're going to sleep, and then we're going to wake up the next day and look at the schedule. Oh, it's an off day today. How beautiful.
I think when people go backstage at shows, they're always surprised to see the sheets that are left for you guys by the tour manager and the manager, you know, of all of the other bands to tell you, like, this is when you need to wake up. This is where you need to go to take a shower. Because you guys literally wake up and the venues backstage all look the same.
Yeah.
It's just concrete hallways and dressing rooms. And so it helps to kind of know where you are.
Shinedown's people are pretty good about putting arrows everywhere.
Yeah. There's a big sign that says everything this way.
Oh, and then you just know where to go.
Yeah.
What color arrows are they backstage that tell you where to go?
They're yellow.
Yeah, of course.
Very
they
attention,
are.
Attention-y.
That's right. Yeah, everything Shinedown right now is bright
Shinedown
yellow.
They have their own yellow.
That's right.
Crayon, I heard, is going to make a. I'm just kidding. I'm making this.
Did Zach hook you guys up with the sneakers?
No, but I saw his collection. It's pretty incredible.
Yeah, it's every time I see him, I'm like, how many pairs of sneakers? He's like Imelda Marcos with the closet full of shoes.
It's sick.
Yeah, it's very sick.
Yeah.
Well, before I went on vacation, Brent Smith called, and I was talking to him about the bands on this tour, and he was raving about you guys and just saying, you know, the first time I heard Bad Flower, they heard your song Ghost. He heard your song Ghost and was like, I love this band. They make a noise. It's not a sound. They make a noise. And he was going on and on about how much he loved you guys. Well, so it's got to be cool to be out on the road with them.
Really sweet of him to lie like that on the radio. Yeah, no, it is great. It's been an amazing tour. I think one of our favorite tours.
Yeah, and it's only, done. What, like 6 dates so far?
Yeah, it's great.
Well, you guys are going to play that song first.
Yeah, we're going to try.
Yeah, well, so explain to me this mystery Bad Flower sickness. Where did you pick it up? What are you contaminating the WAF studio with? What kind of medication do I need?
I'm always complaining about being sick. It's a thing. Like, constantly, every radio interview I've ever done, I've always been like, oh, I'm sick today. I'm going to sing bad.
Are you a hypochondriac?
Yes,
100%. Oh, okay.
But today, I actually really did wake up quite congested, and I haven't figured it out. And even that I say every radio interview, too. Yeah.
So
but I mean it today.
I'll ask the other guys in the band, is he the guy that's always on WebMD looking up symptoms and side effects of medications and going, oh my God, I think I have that. I think I have that. Is he that guy?
No, he just knows what he has. He just knows that he's dying.
I don't tell them I'm on WebMD.
Oh, okay.
They don't know I'm sitting there. They're like, oh, Josh is on Instagram. No, he's not.
So is it some kind of weird symptoms. European plague, or were you bit by an African spider? Like,
look, whatever it is, it's...
It's nerves.
It's just, no, that's what it is. It's just nerves.
I don't know. I was like, we were talking earlier. I I typically have this rule personally where I don't drink on school nights, I call it. Like, yeah. I don't drink the night before a show.
We call it school nights for LB from the morning show, too. He's not allowed to drink on school nights.
That's because it'll mess with my voice if I do. And so I usually don't. But this tour, I've been kind of just going a little nuts because I'm just having a blast. I'm drinking every night. And yet I'm waking up and I'm killing it at the shows and my voice feels fine. But yesterday we had a day off and I was like, I'm not going to drink. I'm going to stay totally cool. So my voice will be refreshed and good. And today is the day I wake up like all messed up.
See?
So I should have continued to drink.
Tequila, man. It'll kill everything in there. You just got to stay
drinking. Do you have
any
here in the studio that we can?
You know what? I could probably find you some booze if it'll help you.
It might.
Oh my gosh.
All right. So you guys are going to play Ghost first.
Yeah.
So welcome the terminally ill members of Bad Flower here in the WAM studio. This is Ghost.
I really like that. That's cool.
That is Bad Flower Ghost here in the WAM studio. If you are headed to the Rockland Trust Bank Pavilion tonight to see Shinedown, you are also going to see these guys. I don't know why you think you have some kind of flu, some teensy fly illness or whatever it is, because you sound fantastic.
Look, man.
Somebody Thank diagnosed you with the festival flu on the text line.
Thank you. You should hear me when I don't have the festival flu.
Well, tonight, after some tequila shots, you're going to be fantastic at the show.
I'm going to get wasted before the show. I'm going to be an absolute train wreck. Everyone get your phones out because I'm going to do something stupid.
That is the song that made Brent Smith from Shinedown fall in love with your band, which is one of the reasons why he wanted to go out on the road with you guys. And I know that it's only been a few dates, but that you've been on the road for so long. Who else have you been touring with that you've played shows with that you just loved?
We did an awesome tour with a band called Nothing More.
Yeah.
We really enjoyed that. Aside from that, we've done a lot of headlining shows, a lot of festivals, like festivals in Europe, headlining shows in Europe. I think the Nothing More tour was the only other tour that we did that was like with one band. But we basically followed Tool and Smashing Pumpkins around all of Europe because we did all the same festivals and all the same days.
Did you hear any of the new Tool music?
No. Or I mean, unless they played it. Yeah, I don't know Tool well enough to know.
Because they played some festival shows over the weekend, and you know everybody's kind of dying to hear all of this new music that's been years and years in the making. So I didn't know if you had any kind of inside info on that.
No, zero.
I also bring up what bands you've been touring with because I was told by Chris Traynor from Bush that there's a badminton aficionado in the band.
So
he tweeted at me when I tweeted out that you guys were going to be here. Badminton is not a sport that you hear a lot of rock bands talk about when they're out on tour.
And
so
that's why it's so important.
So what is up with the badminton?
We back when I lived at my parents' house and Joey was living there with me, we had a badminton net set up because it was just like something that my family did. And we had a writing session with Chris Traynor where he came over to my parents' house and we sat in the garage and like wrote a song. And then when we were taking a break, we just decided to play badminton. And then we also had this like big grand idea to have like badminton with have bands play each other badminton and make it like a YouTube series or something. It never came to fruition.
So the music that you were working on with Chris Traynor, is it this album?
No, it was none of that ever got released.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So this was just because I was like, wow,
it was
that's
just like
an
a pairing. We had the same management and they were just like, you guys should get in a room and write a song.
I just love the idea that you guys are having writing sessions in your parents' basement.
We used to, yeah.
And your parents were totally cool with all of that. They didn't want you to become a pharmacist or something instead. I mean, it would have helped with your illness.
Yeah. It'd be great if I was a doctor and a musician. I could just diagnose myself and write myself notes so I didn't have to perform. Like, no, I got
to
slip.
Yeah, no, he can't go to school today. Sorry, he has a note from the doctor.
See?
Sorry. Yeah.
No, but my parents were pretty supportive. They also knew that I used to have fights with my family growing up about not having a backup plan, like not having a plan B.
Yeah.
I didn't really care to get through high school. I got through high school, but I didn't care about any of it. Like, I always knew.
Yeah, it seems to be a pretty common thing with the bands is that once you discovered music, like, what was it for you guys? Was it a band? Was it an album? Was it a certain sound? What was it that you were like, okay, I need to be a musician. I this is what I want to do.
Al?
Yeah, you haven't even spoken. Are you even here?
I'm waking up.
Yeah.
For me,
are you sick too?
I wanted to fit in. I wanted to have friends. And on all the people that I met, they all played some sort of instrument. And so I decided, well, maybe I should pick something up. And then that kind of kept going.
It helps with the girls too. Not really?
Not as much as you think.
Really?
I guess no. when you get a little bit of success, it does. But in the beginning, it doesn't at all.
Do you have a real job or?
Yeah.
Yeah. For real. What do you mean? You don't think, you know, being at a clubs on a Tuesday night for 12 people is a real job, honey? Come on.
That's another thing too. It's very proving, this industry. Like, you have to really, really want it and really keep working at it. Otherwise, you just.
It has a way of weeding out the weaklings. Yeah. Well, I ask about the girls because I have a longstanding theory. I bring it up with a lot of the bands that come in, that rock and roll wouldn't exist if women weren't bitches. And I feel like your song Heroin kind of proves that theory. So I wanted to ask you about it. But I feel like bitchy women that we have kind of inspired all of the great rock and roll.
I love that you just claimed ownership. Like,
well, absolutely.
Those are my people. Yeah.
Is that where the song came from?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, one of you.
Yeah.
One of your kind.
Because I've gotten reaction from some people that have just kind of heard the song on the radio, and they instinctively, they hear you sing about heroin, and they think you're glorifying drugs. And I'm like, if you'll not listen to the lyrics, he's comparing a woman to a drug that feels good but will then eventually kill you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Does she know the song is about her?
I don't know. I haven't spoken to her.
Really?
She tried to reach out to me once, and I was like, ah.
You should just send her an email with a MP3. Just be like.
I mean, I wrote a lot of songs about that particular person. Like, a lot of the early stuff was about that one person.
Well, I'm glad that you've proved my bitchy women rock and roll theory.
Yeah,
I appreciate that.
But I don't know that. I think rock and roll still would have existed. It's about angst in general. And bitchy women certainly cause a lot of that. Maybe a majority.
Yeah, but not everything.
There's
other things to bitch about. Yeah.
Other things to be angry about, for sure.
Well, I've been dying to hear you guys do this song here in the studio because we've been playing, obviously, the album version, but I really wanted to hear you strip it down and do it in the studio. So are you good? Voice is good? You're like, no, hell no. Where's the tequila?
I'm so disappointed in myself.
And I love
We're
your honesty.
Play it for you, but I'm so disappointed.
All right, well, give it a shot.
Look, I am a very honest human being. You've heard the record.
Yeah.
We'll do our best.
All right, we'll do it. This is Bad Flower,
look, you
Heroin.
Can sing it too. You have a microphone as well, if you want to, like.
Okay, have you heard the voice?
Yeah.
It sounds like I've been gargling glass since puberty. This is all I can do is bitch on the radio. I don't have the musical ability to try and sing, and I'm not going to subject you to it.
Gargling glass since puberty.
Yeah.
Wow, that's incredible.
You're welcome.
All right, let's play our song.
That's Bad Flower Heroin here in the WAAF studio. I think it sounded a lot better than you think it did. I thought it was great.
Thank you.
If you're headed to the Pavilion tonight, you're going to see Shinedown and you're going to see Bad Flower as well. So do you guys know what time you're going on?
Eight.
All right. So you want to make sure you get there early so you can check out Bad Flower. Mm. I really appreciate you guys coming in. And
of course.
I know that, you know, you're up late and you're on the bus and whatever, and you roll in and you got to get dragged out of bed before noon.
No, you don't have
exactly
to.
Exactly how it worked this
time. I'm complaining. I have a privileged life.
No. I'm not saying you're complaining, but anybody that works second or third shift is completely sympathetic to the idea that when you have to get up outside of your normal waking hours for something, it just kind of disrupts everything.
Yeah.
So I just want to let you know that I appreciated you guys making the effort to come in. We really appreciate it. And we love having the bands come in and kind of strip down and play acoustic. And we've had some fantastic acoustic performances over the years in the WAAF studio. And so it's really great not only to have bands that we've seen come through town a bunch of times, but then to get introduced to newer bands like Bad Flower. It's very cool that you wanted to come in and hang out. So we appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
So you're playing tonight, and then Wednesday night you guys are going to be at the Pavilion up in New Hampshire in Guilford. Mm. And then when the Shinedown tour is done and all of the drinking is over, then where are you going? What's next?
Bed for like 3 weeks. And
are you seriously going to take some time off, or do you have something else going?
Yeah, we have our first short break. Like, it's like a 3 week or 4 week break or something like that.
So when you tour and you're in a rock band and you're traveling and partying, which is most people's idea of a vacation, Are you going to go home and crawl into bed and not see the light of day, or are you going to actually go someplace and just relax?
I think we're probably all going to crawl into bed for 2 days. And then after that 2 days, we're going to be like, all right, got to do something with our
yeah.
lives now.
So and you always crave the time off. And then when you get it, you get bored really
crave,
easily, right?
You crave what you don't have. Like,
yeah,
it's
exactly.
Maybe we'll start writing, though. Like, that's something, that's an idea that's been floating around.
I gotta find an apartment.
You could go and stay at his parents' place and play badminton.
No, he's overstayed his welcome.
Really? You're not allowed back at the folks' place anymore?
I'm sure he'd be allowed, but it's like, dude, we did that for years.
Well, I'm going to have you. We have a guitar. We started a new tradition here in the WAF studio where we hang a guitar up on the wall, and all the bands that come through, we ask them to autograph it. And then when it's full, it's going to get permanently mounted on the wall. So we want to have you guys autograph the studio guitar, and we want to take some pictures and stuff. So will you guys hang out?
You got it.
All right. So we're going to play something else off of the Bad Flower album. This is The Jester. It's WAF.
Mistress Carrie, weekdays 10 to 3 on WAAF. Podcasts are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.